The attitude is it can't be done because they haven't seen it. They're judging according to appearances. The people that are going to make it in the future, the people that are making it today, let me share something with you. History is being read, but it's also being written by people with imagination. It's necessary you take responsibility for it, that you make it happen, that you don't give up, that you don't take any objection or disappointment or defeats personally, that you keep on keeping on, that you don't decide that I can't make it because you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, that you realize that's a part of the program. You must have faith. You've got to believe in yourself. You've got to believe in your abilities. You got to believe in your service, your company, your ideas, unquestionably. You got to have faith, and that faith gives you patience. That it's not going to happen as quickly as you want it to happen. When you got an idea, you want to move on. You might not have the money. You might not have the education. You might not have the support or the resources you need. What is that something that can keep us going, that will enable us to act on our dream? What's one of those keys that will begin to help us to discover the secrets to our dream? Here's what I want you to repeat after me, please, with power and conviction. Say, it's possible.
It's possible.
It's possible. It's possible. Most of us go through life with our brakes on. Not giving all that we have, not sharing all of ourselves. Most of us go to our graves still holding on rather than releasing it because of past experiences, past defeats, past pain. We look back, well, it didn't work out then. It probably won't work out now. Tonight we were exposed for what we are right now. It means that what I did didn't work tonight. And I got to separate what I do from who I am.
I feel like we all have two battles or two enemies going on. One with the man across from you. The second is with the man inside of you. I think once you control the one inside of you, the one across from you really doesn't matter. And I think that's what we're all trying to do. You aren't handed anything. You earn everything, every single day, over and over again. You have to prove it.
Imagine if you got what you want every time. No struggle, no hard work, no challenges. No hard work required. Some of you are saying that would be great. You would be weak. And then when something hard comes up in your life, you wouldn't know how to handle it because you have never gone through anything that strengthens you. You cannot grow without struggle. You cannot develop strength without resistance, without challenging yourself, without struggle. Pain is your friend. Maybe not in the moment, but for the evolution of your soul, for the long-term benefit of you as a stronger human being, pain is your friend. If you didn't have failures, if you didn't have struggles, if you didn't have disappointment, you could have no strength, no courage, no compassion. How could you? Those qualities are made from your pain and struggle. You are given pain because you are strong enough to handle it. You are given this life because you are strong enough to live it. Because you are strong enough to drive through it, to thrive through it, to inspire others through it. They will look to you and say, he did it. She did it. I have the strength to do it too. You are stronger than you think. You survived all your challenges to this point. And you will survive whatever is coming. But next time, a struggle comes. I don't want you to curse the skies. Know that it was sent for a reason and a lesson. It might be to make you stronger. It might be to teach you patience. It might be for you to show others your spirit. There is a reason. So don't you give up. You have a purpose in this world, and you will only find it if you keep going and keep growing. Your struggle is a part of your story. Your struggle made you the person you are today. Your struggle is your life. Your struggle is your gift. See, many people look at struggle like it's a bad thing. Your struggle will be the gift that the world falls in love with. Nobody wants to hear the story of the man that was given everything. People want to hear the stories of men and women that endured pain and turn their struggles into a gift. Do you want people just to feel sorry for you? Or you want people to look up to you? Do you want to be a legend? Because legends are born in a valley of struggle. Fear is only a fictional movie, but reality is the struggle. Reality is the struggle. So take the struggle and change your reality. Because the whole time you were thinking that your struggle was holding you back, it was really giving you the tools to become one of the greatest. No more second guessing. No more blaming others for the problems you have in your life. It's a new day. This is my one-way ticket to my dreams. Your struggle is your gift.
And I believe collectively as a group, we're going to kick the competition's butt because we understand how important it is to think, execute, and dominate. Suck it up! Get tough! Suck it up! Get tough! People want to have success. People want to make a lot of money, but they want it to be easy without any challenges. Do you think it was easy for me to become one of the top 450 basketball players in the world that you never heard of? The only way I made it to the NBA is I was fundamentally sound, I was mentally tough, and I never quit. And even when I wanted to quit, I had people in my life that would make sure I didn't quit. I hired and set out the top 10 motivational speakers, watched all their videos, and I watched them one by one because I understand that if I pay attention to what the best are doing, I could be the best too. I watched game film on Michael Jordan. No matter how much I watched, I couldn't do what Michael Jordan could do. I would watch Magic Johnson. I couldn't do what Magic Johnson would do. But I sat there and had these videos. I watched Les Brown, Zig Ziglar, Tony Robbins. My whole wife was scared. I was scared. I called him to my office and I said what a husband say. I said, "Baby, we're gonna be okay." Every month the checking account was dribbling. I said, "Babe, we're gonna be okay. Let's start a motivational speaking business." I go to Jerry Sloan and I say, "Jerry, I'm trying to make your team, but since we don't scrimmage, I feel like I can't show you what I can do. Golden Corral, hear me clearly. Listen to his answer, and it will unlock some mysteries as to how you become the best in the world at what you do over a long period of time. Jerry, I'm trying to make your team, but I feel like I can't show you what I can do." He says, "Walter, I already know what you can do. But if you want to make my team, I suggest you listen, follow directions, and execute." Listen, follow directions, and execute. What I didn't realize, even though we didn't scrimmage in practice, throughout practice, we did drills, and he created what I call habits and rituals. Every single day, practice was the same. Every single day, we drilled on fundamentals. Every single day, we worked on the habits and rituals. So even though my mind was floating, even though I was selfish and self-centered, he was conditioning me into the culture through practice of habits and rituals.
The reason why I tripled my NBA income in 3 years is because of habits and rituals. Next year, if your name didn't get called to come across the stage, I'm here to tell you they will call your name next year if you go back home and execute habits and rituals. I wanted to scrimmage for me, but Jerry Sloan was getting me ready to play for the Utah Jazz. So every day, it was about habits and rituals. Having hot food is about habits and rituals. Great customer service is about habits and rituals. Being the best in the world at what you do, being a pro, is all about habits and rituals. Let me tell you something. I learned a very valuable lesson when I played for the Utah Jazz. I had a point guard on my team who's arguably the best point guard in the history of the NBA. His name is John Stockton. John Stockton would go to a chiropractor 4 times a day on game day. You know what I said to myself? I'm not doing that. It doesn't take all that. John Stockton played 19 years in the NBA. I played 3. You would have thought I'd have been smart enough to watch a Hall of Famer and just shut my mouth, hop in the car, and go with them. No! My mind said, yeah, it doesn't take all that. And I would tease him. Man, John Stockton, you OCD or something? Why are you going to a chiropractor 4 times a day? He swore by his chiropractor. That man played point guard in the NBA until he was 40 years old. And he didn't retire because he got slow. He retired because he refused to wear baggy shorts. He loved his Daisy Dukes. Every day on game day, that man would go to a chiropractor 4 times a day. And in my immature basketball mind, I would say, it doesn't take all that. I don't need to do all that. I'm an award-winning motivational speaker because now I pay attention to details. Another peak performance truth. Peak performers are detail-oriented.
Success is growth every day. Every day. If you go a couple days without feeling like you've changed something, if you've gone a couple days feeling like you're kind of the same as you were yesterday, then you get disgusted and you get frustrated. Like a man who hasn't had a meal, you get frustrated and you desire that growth. So why haven't I grown today? Why didn't I grow yesterday? What kept me back? Did I go back into some sort of comfortable pattern? When you're in the gym, don't count your reps. Just push until it hurts. And once it hurts, then start counting your reps. That's why when they ask Muhammad Ali how many push-ups he does, he said, I don't know. I only start counting when it hurts. So that's how we grow. That's how we succeed. As we push and push and push and go, and once it starts hurting, once the resistance starts coming, that's when we start counting. That's when we start to matter. So don't dodge the fear, don't dodge the pain, don't dodge the resistance, don't dodge the attack that is coming against you. Look at it with opportunity. Look at it as an opportunity to find victory. Victory is found in the struggle. The struggle is not to be avoided. The struggle is to be confronted. The struggle is to be welcomed with joy. That you finally have an opportunity to show God, to show the world, that you're ready for this fight. That you know you got your eyes on the prize. You know what your goal is. You know what your dream is. And you're going to demonstrate to God, to the world, that ain't no amount of struggle, ain't no high of an obstacle, ain't no strong army of hate and doubt gonna get in your way from this victory that is destined for your life. For this victory that is destined by you accomplishing your dream. You will accomplish your dream, because your dream is never gonna give up on you. It'll stay with you. So, army of doubters, army of haters, army of all those who said I never could, army of that voice inside of me that's tried to keep me down, army of that voice inside of me that's tried to keep me down, all of you will be slain one by one, because the victory is mine.
What the enemy shouts is weakness is actually your weapon. The truth is, you have no weaknesses, just strengths that you haven't discovered yet. Now the world will attempt to label you, categorize you, and box you in to a belief system that keeps you from being you. The enemy wants you to fall in line with the rest of the sheep he's already mastered and send you off to the slaughter, where beautiful dreams are castrated and beheaded on the chopping block of imitation. The only way to survive and thrive is to be yourself at the highest level. You must create, perform, and build your success on a foundational belief that what God put in you is enough. Truth is the new black, the couture for greatness, and you are enough. Staying true to yourself, keeping it real, being authentic has more power to change the world than all the leaders and politicians combined. See, that's the secret. They hope that you don't find that out. Lies. The market already has enough of those poor little sheep. What the world seeks is exactly what you have to offer. The more deeply you create from the inner depths of your true identity, the more success will stalk you. Set yourself on fire and they will come from miles to see you burn. Your smoke will be like catnip to the masses. They will flock to you. They will submit to your lead in massive numbers. There's nothing more sexy, more seductive than a person comfortable in their own skin. That's the place that you have to create from to be successful. You gotta be willing to get on the world stage, to strip down until you're emotionally naked, unrestrained, completely exposed, and dance with originality. Paint, draw, sing, design, produce from that space. That's the place, the factory, the holy land that has produced all the greatness the world has been so honored to experience. So I'm here to tell you right now that you are enough. That's the secret. Truth is the new black.